It is very, very difficult to believe that somebody could be associated with Epstein in any way and not get mentioned if you're a prominent figure. Now, what you deduce from that in terms of guilt or innocence is for you to do. We ain't trying to get sued. We ain't doing that. But what we will tell you is that it's not a surprise to hear Trump's name in the mix. The question is it to protect himself or to protect well-known public figures? We have a right to ask that question because the left is in on it now, but MAGA right was in on it because unlike Kamala Harris, unlike Joe Biden or anybody else, Trump campaigned on the release of the Epstein files. He campaigned on the assassination of JFK. And if I remember correctly, MLK. Martin Luther King Jr. He campaigned on a whole bunch of stuff like that. So to then get into office and to suddenly walk around like he did months ago, talk about what's the big deal. This is not a real story. We're not touching on this. Seemed very, very suspicious, which riled up some members of his base who felt betrayed by Donald Trump. And let's not forget that this ain't just the left coming after him. This is the right wanting those files released. And if we're being totally transparent here, one of those people was Charlie Kirk. I'm making no connection to his assassination or anything like that. Please don't get that. Please don't get that twisted. I'm just bringing him up because he's a prominent name who is a prominent supporter of the president who spent an inordinate amount of time bringing up the fact that those Epstein files needed to be released. That's all I'm saying. And with that being said, understand that this ain't a left coming after Trump. It's also the right wanting those files released. Yet here he is going after Democrats as if it's them. Really? It's very suspicious, Mr. President. And slick. Because if you point the finger at the Democrats and you instruct the DOJ, the FBI, and law enforcement officials to go after, you know, to invade the files and find out the connection to prominent Democrats, it serves one of two purposes. It flagrantly politicizes the ordeal, which essentially makes you say it's just the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's all politics and nothing more. And you dilute the potency of the situation by doing that. Or you encourage the Democrats to back the hell off.